Welcome, Hawk fans. Welcome to another episode of Hawk Talk. I am your host, Colin Cole. I'm joined by my guest host, the incomparable two-time All-Conference, three-year starter at the right tackle position from 2000 to 2002, Mr. David Porter. David, thank you for joining me on the show.
Dude, glad to be here. Always fun to be here. This is after win. We're going to have good things to talk about, definitely.
Yeah. Speaking of after a win, the Hawks are coming off of a 24-10 victory against the Wisconsin Badgers. That brings the Hawks overall record to 6-4, and they are squarely in position to get into a bowl game. Postseason play is a reality for this team now. And coming off of this game, David, they showed well enough to get the win, led by the special teams with a block punt and the defense, obviously, with scoring on defense with Cooper DeJean's interception going back for a touchdown. So defensive special teams got the scoring going early, and short fields led to offensive scores by the offense. So what did we see in that game early on? The Badger defense was ferocious, but so was the Hawkeye defense, resulting in 24-10. But let's start off with the offense, man. What did you see as an improvement? What did you see from this offense in terms of how they were able to move the ball effectively against this Wisconsin Badger team defense that's pretty stout, tops in the Big Ten?
Yeah, this defense for Wisconsin is what we thought they were. They're really good. Mr. Herbig, number 19 over there against on Wisconsin side, he had three sacks against us. He kind of went both sides, so left tackle got some and right tackle got some. It was they were really good. They were what we thought they were. They're really solid defense, really good. The defensive line especially, they do a really good job up there. Again, they're not our defense, but they are really good. And they did, again, they did sack Spencer six times, and they held our rushing down to, I think, 52 yards rushing, so on multiple attempts. But we were very fortunate, as you said earlier, special teams and defense, turnover, and you know, pick sixes and interceptions that really helped with getting us a short field. You know, when I look at our series, when we open up, punt, a fumble, a punt, then we get a touchdown. And I believe that was right after the that was after the block punt, right? So we're getting better. We're seeing some progress. But you know, the first three plays, we went for -5 yards. Now, our defense is doing a great job of really holding it up. Our special teams doing a good job of, like, changing the momentum of the game. And, you know, Wisconsin, they're not a slouch by any means at all. But they are sitting at 5-5 and 3-4 in the conference. You know, they had a coaching change. There's a lot of stuff going on there. But definitely a lot of positives. That defense for Wisconsin and the way our offense was able to, when they have the opportunity, score, that's progress for us. And we weren't doing that early in the season, especially against Iowa State. That was one that we really struggled with. South Dakota State. We really struggled with that. We had opportunities, and like, we had short fields, and it just didn't click. So we're starting to click there. So things are getting better, man. What are you seeing?
Definitely. I would say that they're definitely trending in the right direction. You know, when I look at this offense, Spencer went 14 for 23 for 94 yards, not staggering numbers, no touchdowns, but no interceptions. So we didn't beat ourselves by turning the ball over by the passer first and foremost. And the rushing wasn't tremendous. You know, Spencer did have a rushing touchdown off the sneak, but he did get sacked like seven times. So that wasn't good. Caleb, you know, coming off of that 200-yard game he had against Purdue, did not carry over into this game. But Wisconsin is a tough defense. And we talked about this in the pregame. That 3-4 scheme is not a traditional 3-4. And they did a tremendous job of penetrating. And just by watching the game, you know, at home, it's when you're in a position where you're kind of reading and you don't have to necessarily maintain a gap, that's kind of what they were. They were not gap sound, gap integrity. They didn't have to be. They just kind of allowed The offensive linemen, especially when they run their zone schemes, it kind of just allowed them to move to the positions that they wanted to, let them get to the areas they want, and kind of just got up the field behind them. And they had a tackle for loss after tackle for loss in that situation. And but you know, as it pertains to this this offense, we did see some consistencies, and we did see we saw the ball get moved around. Sam Laporta had 5 catches for 48 yards. Deontay Vines, this young man came on this game, had 3 catches, 25 yards. Nico Reganey also had another 3 catches for 15 yards. Luke Lachey and Caleb Johnson both had a catch. So offensively, the offense, you know, didn't put up staggering numbers, but they didn't have to because special teams defense did a tremendous job of creating points. And it reminds me a lot of the 2000 Baltimore Ravens, one of my favorite teams of all time. Why is that, David? You know why that is? I'll tell you why. I'm not even going to let you answer. Because the 2000 Baltimore Ravens, they didn't need touchdowns. They didn't need a whole lot. Them boys created a lot of stuff on their own. They won the Super Bowl because of their defense. That team reminds me a lot of what that team had, particularly in what they're able to do on the defensive side. Now, that team definitely hung their hat on running the ball and not creating, you know, not shooting themselves in the foot by turning the ball over. This team can follow that same recipe moving forward. And yes, running game is a huge part of that. Jamal Lewis was a monster running the ball. Jonathan Ogden and all those guys on that offensive line really did a tremendous job creating holes for that young man as a rookie, I think it was in 2000, to come and have a tremendous season. But that's what looking at the Hawks, you know, over the course of the last 2 games really remind me of. Just don't do anything to hurt ourselves. Just let defense do what they do best. And let's not do anything to hurt ourselves. So, you know, you may not share my opinion, but that's kind of how I envision or how I view.
Well, that's like Tony Siragusa, Sam Adams. Who else did they have there? They had some decent guys there on that Ravens defense. Yeah, Ray Lewis.
Sharp.
He's okay.
That's a few guys. I had quite a few guys. If you give me some time, I could probably go through the list of folks. But it was good.
That was the year. Was Jim there?
He might have been on staff there. He might have been.
He's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he might have been on staff there.
Yeah, I remember that.
I wouldn't have remembered that.
Don't worry about it. It's like every once in a while it just works.
I know Marvin Lewis was the D coordinator. I do know that.
Oh, yeah, that team was special. They had some really good – they had a great defense, like you said.
Yes, they did. So, switching over to the other side, the Badger offense didn't fare tremendously well overall. Graham Mertz went 16 for 35, 176 total yards, 1 touchdown, and – 2 interceptions. Now, that's the thing that we got to remember, turnover margin, guys. If you can be plus 1 or more in the turnover category, it just gives you that much better of an opportunity to win the game. And for this defense to create 2 turnovers, one by Cooper DeJean, Riley Moss finally getting himself in on the action, getting his first interception of the season. That's the recipe for winning football. Bottom line, the recipe for winning football. So moving forward, Braylon Allen, who had been tearing up the Big Ten all season, been just destroying the Big Ten all season, was held on 17 carries for only 40 yards and no touchdowns. So Braylon Allen, as well as his backup, Isaac Guerrero, who we made mention to, had that 89-yard carry run last week. He was bottled up as well. So their rushing attack definitely didn't get anything done. Giontez Lewis, 3 catches, 71 yards. He did have their lone touchdown. Shamir Dyke, an additional 44 catches for 46 yards. Skylar Bell had another 4 catches for 46 yards. And just wasn't enough to get it done, man. Wasn't enough to get it done. But, you know, it's tough when you got the Hawkeye defense that you got. You know, I'm a man, Cooper DeJean. We made mention to you, had to shoot me a text to be like, man, that guy might be real deal. I agree. He actually was second in tackles. He was first in solo tackles in the game, but he was second behind Captain Jack in tackles. And of course he had his interception for the touchdown, but let's talk about that for a second, just a quick second. A true freshman coming in that was playing high school ball last year, to come in and have such tremendous success this year in Phil Parker's defense not often happens, but this young man has taken the reign, and I don't know if he's going to surrender that cornerback position in terms of the starting job if anybody comes back from that at this point. But he has he's done a tremendous job throughout the season.
Yeah, what I've noticed with this defense, or I should say our defense, they're really sound. Like you said, they're very veteran. So to have someone like a Cooper DeJean show up, it's just not often that this happens. We have a young guy come in and play defense so well, especially with Phil Parker's defense. I mean, I've heard Kirk say that, these young guys, when they come in, they don't really know what the heck they're doing yet. Cooper is one of those guys. Like, he's still figuring things out around Iowa City and the facility and all that good stuff, which we get all the good stuff. But to hold that that Wisconsin offense, especially the rushing game that they've had going, to 50, what was it, 51 yards rushing, that's a big deal. And they were also kept them off the field. So that Wisconsin offense lost a lot. Like three important factors when it comes to the offense, right? Penalties, they lost on that. So they have five penalties for 40 yards, and then turnovers, as you were talking about earlier. Three turnovers compared to Iowa, we have one. And then the time of possession too, they lost on that. So they're at 26 minutes and 23 seconds. Iowa, we're sitting here at 33 minutes and 37 seconds. So once you get behind, and especially with the penalties, and the turnovers, those are just things that, like, man, those talking about completely killing your drive and momentum. With our defense, you're really shooting yourself in the foot there. And our defense is not going to make it easy for you to climb out of it. As a matter of fact, that's actually their intention, to get you in that position. So they did a really good job. They did a better job than I thought they were going to do. Our defense did a stop in this offense. I had them scoring 17 points. They only scored 10. This is the second week in a row. They did. They just keep outperforming. I'm like, dude, I keep saying they're better than they were last year, but I think I keep underestimating how good they really are. Holy smokes.
Yeah, the Hawkeye defense did a tremendous job yet again, creating turnovers too that we talked about. And it's a recipe for winning. Let's just slide over. Drew Stevens had himself a field goal, a 44-yard field goal, and he obviously hit three extra points. So that young man had a little bit of work to do on Saturday. We haven't talked about him much this season. He's been kind of he does it so often. He does it all the time. Our man, the Aussie bomber, Torrey Taylor, he does it all the time. So we don't even talk about him much anymore. But he was solid yet again with nine punts with 391 total yards. And so this Hawkeye team, David, has turned the corner over the course of the last three games, starting with the Northwestern game. The offense really got rolling. And so now heading into the final two games in the Big Ten, where does this Hawkeye team land? I mean, we talked about post-season play. They're right in the thick of it. They're obviously bowl eligible now. Where does this Hawkeye team go from here in terms of obviously trying to win out the remainder of their two games, but where does that land them, and what are your thoughts on what they needed to improve on heading into this yet again tough week against Minnesota Golden Gopher team?
Yeah, from what I see, Iowa has to control what they can control, right? And the only thing they control is this coming Saturday and then the Saturday after that, and how they practice in between, staying healthy, all good stuff. But they need to win out to have a chance at the Big Ten West, right? That takes that means they've done everything that they can do. With the coming week, what do we got? Minnesota, then Nebraska. Minnesota, their run game, I mean, it's basically, from what I can tell, is their offense. I'll do some more research into that. But that kind of plays right into our hands, especially with that defense. We stop that run. We look at what happened with Wisconsin toward the end of the game. They were actually afraid to run the ball against Iowa against Iowa's defense. It was very interesting. They went out. I think Illinois has to lose one more game, and then Iowa wins the Big Ten West, and then they're back in the Big Ten championship game. That's going to be interesting because that might put everything right back to the test of, you know, I don't know, I'm sure if it's going to be Michigan or Ohio State, but my guess is that it's going to be Ohio State. It'll be very interesting to see how this our defense fares against that offense again for the second time this year. And then anything, you know, progress is progress.
That's all you can ask for. That's all you can ask for. So, yeah, man, that's all you can ask for is steady progress and continued growth. And we've seen that out of this Hawkeye group throughout the season. We started off with the top 10, top five defense. And so now the offense has kind of joined the party over the last couple of games. And so to close out, man, I guess, you know, where would you like to see this team take the next step, and who in your mind has a breakout couple of games over the next couple of games to kind of bring this whole thing on?
Well, seeing the improvement, I just want to see it on offense. It's not a one-person thing. The offense in totality is what I would like to see improve personally. From what I can see, and, you know, I'm not privy to everything anymore. None of us are. But looks like our offense is the only thing that's stopping us from winning at all. That's the only thing. Just from looking at the stats and looking at every other team that's performing really well, you know, they have both an offense and a defense and a special teams that are all playing complementary football. We're good. Our offense is okay. Our defense is great. Our special teams, they are phenomenal, both of them. The one thing that we're glaring, I'm looking at, is the offense. So I'd love to see that improve tremendously and love to see where we have an opportunity to compete with, not really compete, a really realistic chance of winning against these perennial powerhouses, I guess is what I'll call them. What about you?
I would have to say the biggest thing that I need to see from this group moving forward is that Spencer continue to protect the football. He had the fumble on the sack. You know, that was a long turnover on the day for the team. He has to continue to protect the football. He's not throwing the interceptions like he was, which is tremendous. I wouldn't say was as though it was as though he was just throwing a bunch of interceptions. Speaking of which, I'm going a complete left curve here. I was talking about Cooper DeJean not relinquishing that starting role. It was Terry Roberts who's had that starting role, and it just came to me just now. I just want to make sure I put that out there for you listeners who's following along with us. But going back to this right here, as long as we do a great job with our quarterback and not turning the ball over via fumble or via interception, we take care of the ball and we lean on this ground game, lean on these five guys up front, you know, continue to lean on them and continue to try and get that growth. We got to continue to work. You know, this next opponent, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, is not what the Wisconsin Badgers were on defense, especially up front. So there'll be more opportunities, and using that for the next couple of weeks, leaning on this running game and no turning the ball over by the quarterback, this team can definitely win the last two games and head into a bowl game and have a really serious shot of winning. But even more importantly, David, they have a real serious shot at getting back to the Big Ten championship game by winning the West. They're right there. You know, Illinois took an L this last weekend, so they are right there in the mix, in the thick of it, to land themselves in Indy again in December. So we'll see what happens if they can, you know, keep this momentum going, and if a couple of things can fall their way. If Illinois can take another L, and see how the rest of this thing shakes out, they can find themselves in the Big Ten championship game again against a very difficult opponent, whether it be the Ohio State Buckeyes or the Michigan Wolverines. So we'll see how that all shakes out. I think that's what we got for the show today. Thank you all for joining us. For David Porter, I'm Colin Cole. This has been Hawk Talk. Click subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. We appreciate you guys. God bless and go Hawks.
Go Hawks.